Hello.
Hi, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important for the success of this research. So, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Let me go ahead and mark it over here as satisfied. So somewhat satisfied or very.
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Now, for the next question that we have over here, when thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. I will go ahead and proceed with reading out the issues right now. The first issue is inflation and the cost of living.
6.
The next one is voting rights.
10.
Okay. Next one is healthcare.
9.
Next one is reproductive freedom.
9.
Next one is jobs and wages.
10.
Next one is abortion rights.
9.
Next one is crime and violence.
5.
Next one is climate change.
10.
Thank you. Next one is student loan debt.
8.
Yep. Next one is democracy.
10.
Yep. Next one is racism and discrimination.
9.
Next one is the criminal justice reform.
9.
The next one is K-12 education.
8.
Thank you. And the last one for this question is immigration.
8.
Okay, thank you. So, for the next question that we have over here, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, states, and local offices in 2024. I do know that it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Now, for the next question, what is your race? Select all that apply.
African American.
Yep. Now, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. Now, what is your year of birth?
1965.
1965, okay. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
A bachelor's, okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change in issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
9.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
7.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion, or you haven't heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Would you like for me to repeat the question, or are you fine with proceeding?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the first person that we have is Brian Kemp.
4.
Okay. The next one is Raphael Warnock.
9.
Okay. The next one that we have is J.D. Vance.
3.
Next one that we have is John Ossoff.
9.
Next one that we have is Andre Dickens.
8.
Next one is Brad Raffensperger.
5.
And the next one that we have is Tim Walsh.
8.
Now, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, Kamala Harris. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for President Biden.
Okay. Now, we're halfway through the survey. Just stay with me for a couple more minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay, so better. Okay, let's go with better then. Now, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Big difference, okay? Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to a 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event most certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Is the instruction clear?
Yes.
Okay. So the first person is Vice President Harris.
0.
Okay. The next one is Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
3.
The next one is your local mayor, whoever that might be.
5.
5, okay. Now, the next one is Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
1.
1, okay. The next one that we have is black voters.
0.
In the next one that we have, this one is an event. This is COVID-19 recovery.
4.
Okay. There we go. Now, below, we have a list of policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to work to vote from 0 to a 10, where a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you're not really sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to a 10. Yeah, are the instructions clear?
No.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. So are the instructions clear? Would you like to proceed?
Reread the instructions.
Sure. So below, we have a list of some policies, developments, and or statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to a 10, where a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means
okay.
You're not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you at all.
Okay.
Okay. Let's proceed now. And you may choose any number from 0 to a 10 on this one as well. So, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
10.
Okay. Now, Black voters recognize the progress that has been made toward Black collective power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Seven.
Okay. The next one is, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improved access to credit for millions of individuals.
Ten.
Okay. The next one that we have is, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
10.
And the next one that we have here is, because we voted, in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
10.
Thank you. Now, we're almost done with the survey. And thank you for your responses so far. Now, I'm just going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So, the first question would be, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
Eight.
Please rate the amount of power. Okay. So an 8 from 0 to 10. Hello?
Yes. 8.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change in issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to a 10, where 0 means that Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change in issues that matter to their community.
8.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to a 10, where 10 means you're not likely to vote at all? 10, okay? Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
So, better. Good with that. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
Okay, you aren't registered. All right. So, when did you register to vote at your current address? Hello? Hi, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So, when did you register to vote at your current address?
2 years ago.
2 years ago, okay. So more than a year ago. So, how did you register to vote? Was it by mail, in person at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, like automatically or through a political party or organization?
In public, through my driver's license.
Oh, okay. So it was automatically when you got your driver's license, that would be automatically,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Got it. Now, do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Repeat?
Oh, sure. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four. Sorry? Hello?
One.
Okay. So, heterosexual or straight. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, no, sorry. Okay, so, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat? Now, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, we're almost done over here. We're 97% through with the survey. We're almost done here. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
Employee.
Okay. Employed. Is it full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Full-time. Okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is completely fine.
$75,000.
$75,000. Okay. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation over here.
You are. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.